Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News at 6 o'clock on WRCO-FM is brought to you by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better, in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine and beer company, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment service and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
If you're looking for a skid loader that's built to work as hard as you do, right now Johnson Tractor is offering 5.99% financing for 60 months on all used New Holland construction skid loaders. From dirt work to heavy lifting, these machines are proven tough and ready to tackle any job on your list. This offer won't last. Lock in your loader today. Visit Johnson Tractor today. Subject to approved credit. Terms and conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Johnson Tractor, from man to lawn.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump said Friday he will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska on Friday, August 15th, with a focus on ending the war between Russia and Ukraine.
You're losing thousands of people a week, Russians and Ukrainians mostly, and mostly soldiers, but, you know, missiles are lobbed into cities and towns, Kiev, lots of places. You've been reading the same stories that I've been reading. And we got to get it solved.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said any deal that excluded Ukraine would lead to, quote, dead solutions. Windows were shattered at CDC headquarters in Atlanta after a gunman opened fire outside. People in the CDC and nearby Emory University were told to shelter in place. The shooter was found dead of a gunshot wound, but a DeKalb County, Georgia police officer died of injuries. The identity of the shooter and a motive have not been announced. This is ABC News. Mexico's president is reacting to news that the U.S. military is considering, or President Trump is considering, using the U.S. military to pursue drug cartels.
Two U.S. officials confirmed to ABC News that President Trump has directed the Pentagon to prepare options for the possible use of U.S. military force against drug cartels that have been designated as terrorist organizations. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
Mexico's president said the U.S. will not be invading Mexico with its military, stressing cooperation between the two countries. Jim Lovell has died. The 97-year-old flew to space four times, including on the first mission to orbit the moon. He was best known for commanding Apollo 13, the lunar mission crippled by an explosion that forced Lovell and two fellow astronauts to work with NASA on safely returning to Earth. Tom Hanks played Lovell in the 1995 movie Apollo 13. He paid tribute. NASA says Lovell died in Illinois. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we're looking at some warm and humid conditions continuing, but not quite as hot as recent days. And of course, we're tracking thunderstorms building up to the west and northwest of our area, closer to a cold front. Some of those are on the severe side up around the Minnesota-Wisconsin border, near the Twin Cities, up to near Duluth. They should weaken just a touch later this morning and then re-intensify this afternoon and this evening, possibly right over southwest Wisconsin. A flood watch has been posted for later this afternoon through early Monday for all of our listening area except for Vernon County. We do expect multiple rounds of showers and storms as this front basically stalls out on top of us the next couple of days. Rain totals should be widespread 2 to 3 inches over the period, with some isolated 5 and 6 inch amounts not out of the question through Monday morning. morning. So definitely if you live in a flood-prone location, keep an eye on the situation, or if you'd be out traveling as well. We do expect overall a break in the weather as we get through the mid part of the week. Temperatures still running pretty warm. In fact, some hotter air could return late in the week. So today, increasing clouds, warm, humid, and breezy. Scattered showers and storms likely by early afternoon. Some could be heavy. High temperature about 86. Wind south 10 to 18 miles per hour. Tonight, some occasional showers and thunderstorms, low at 67. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with areas of showers and storms becoming more widespread late, high near 83. Heading into Monday, mixed skies with a 30% chance of a few showers, low 65 with a high of 82. Tuesday, partly sunny, isolated showers are possible, low 64, high 83. Wednesday, partly sunny, small chance of a shower, high 84. Warm and sticky on Thursday with a high near 87. You have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently, we're at 73 degrees so far. That is the coolest we've been. Right around midnight, we were at 77. The high yesterday, 90. No precipitation to report yesterday. None today as well. The record high, 97 in 1944. The record low, 44 from 1962. 1 year ago, it was 70 for a high and 53 for a low. The sun will set today at 8:13. Sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:01. As the daylight portion continues to grow shorter each day. Hazy conditions, otherwise clear skies on the other side of that haze. A west wind at 2, the barometric pressure at 29.82, and no precipitation to report today or yesterday. Again, under hazy skies, we're at 73 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. Center fielder Blake Perkins threw out Starling Marte at the plate to end the game as the surging Milwaukee Brewers hung on to defeat the slumping New York Mets 3-2 Friday night. Bryce Terang hit a two-run homer for the Brewers, who improved to a Major League best 71-44 by earning their seventh consecutive win in front of a season-high crowd of over 43,000 people. Marte and Juan Soto went deep for the Mets, who have now lost 5 in a row and 9 out of their last 10. After Marte doubled on an 0-2 pitch from Trevor McGill, two outs in the ninth inning, Jeff McNeil singled to center. Perkins grabbed the ball on a bounce and made a one-hop throw to catcher William Contreras, who tagged out Marte. The Mets challenged the call, but replay showed that Contreras tagged a sliding Marte before the runner's left hand hit the plate. Other National League finals, Pittsburgh defeated Cincinnati 3-2. Miami shut down Atlanta 5-1. St. Louis shut out the Cubs 5-0. Arizona a 6-1 win over Colorado. And San Fran 5-0 over Washington. Interleague finals, Philly over Texas 9-1. The Dodgers over the Blue Jays 5-1, and Boston 10, San Diego 2. Over in the American League, Baltimore edged the Athletics 3-2. Detroit got by the Angels 6-5. Houston 5, the Yankees 3. A 9-5 win for Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox. Minnesota 9, Kansas City 4, and Seattle down Tampa Bay 3-2. National League Football preseason finals, Cleveland 30, Carolina 10. Detroit a touchdown better than Atlanta 17-10, and New England all over Washington 48-18. Sports on the radio this weekend, Brewer baseball today and Sunday on WRCE, and Packer football tonight on WRCO-FM at 5 o'clock with the pregame, home talent baseball tomorrow, Sunday on WRCO-FM, pregame at 12:45, first pitch right around 1 o'clock. Meteorologist Tony Schumacher reminds us there's a flood watch going in effect later this afternoon. It will run until early Monday morning for all of our listening area minus Vernon County. Today, increasing clouds, warm, humid, and breezy. A few showers and storms by early afternoon. Some could be strong with a high in the mid-80s. Occasional showers and storms tonight will drop down to 67. Sunday, mainly cloudy, areas of showers and storms possible. More widespread later on in the day, a high of 83. Rain will taper off Sunday night with a low near 65. Monday, mixed skies with a chance of a few showers, 82. And Tuesday, partly sunny and isolated shower possible with a high temperature of 83 degrees. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Best friend jokes, things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet, I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. Living right, living in this little old town I grew up in. But I still held on to my dreams. Standing proud, standing tall, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. Things I dearly love, and every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. Whoa. I just wanna live until I die.
Peeking outside, we see a few clouds beginning to build in and hazy conditions as well. It's all part of your weekend wake up today. 6:30 news, weather, and sports about 15 ticks of the big hand away. This is Daryl Singletary with an Amen Kind of Love.
Don't guess I've ever loved another. Never once before did I really see the light. 'Cause they were barely friends and merely lovers. And it's taken what you've given me to feel like I do tonight. I am moved by the Spirit, and I am here to testify. I found an amen kind of love, the kind that makes you fall down on your knees and reach for the sky above. Ever known before. Safe in your faithful arms I'm leaning. Once I was lost, but now I'm found forevermore. And I am moved by the Spirit. I am here to testify. I found an amen kind of love, that makes you fall down on your knees and reach for the sky above. The kind that your soul just can't ever get enough. I found an amen, an amen, an amen kind of love. We found an amen kind of love, the kind that makes you fall down on your knees and reach for the sky above.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way. Hey folks, we hope you'll come to the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show on Sand Road Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th. Hours are 8 until 5 daily, featuring this year Ferguson, Ford, and Fordson cars, trucks, and tractors. Tickets are just $10 a day. Kids 12 and under are free with an adult. Veterans get in free on Sunday the 17th. Hope to see you at the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show, coming up in Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th.
As business owners, our community is more than just a location, it is home. At Julie Karen State Farm, we're proud to serve and grow alongside the people who make this place so special, supporting local dreams, building authentic connections, and thriving together. Supporting our community, and in return, our community believing in us, is an investment in one another. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Woodluck Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlucks by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood. Providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks, Benjamin Moore Woodlucks protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlucks difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color. Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
There's a place for you at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, just outside of Ithaca, Wisconsin. Worship begins every Sunday morning at 11 with thoughtful sermons, heartfelt music, and a church family that welcomes all with open arms. Come as you are and experience the joy of community, faith, and hope. Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca, rooted in love, growing in grace.
Meyer Oil and LP, your hometown heroes, delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
Walking along, whistling a song, barefoot and fancy free. A big river boat passing us by. She's headed for New Orleans. There she goes, disappearing around a bend. Rolled on Mississippi, you make me feel like a child again. River breeze, like peppermint leaves, the taste of it takes me back. Chewing on a straw, torn overalls, cane pole and old straw hat. Muddy river, just like a long lost friend. Roll on Mississippi, you make me feel like a child again. Roll on, Mississippi. Big River, roll. You're the child of dream I grew up on. Roll on, Mississippi. Carry me home. Now I can see I've been away. For me, I need a place to dream. So I come to your banks, I sit in your shade, and relive the memories. Tom Sawyer and
Huckleberry Finn. Roll on, Mississippi, you make me feel like a child again. Roll on, Mississippi, Big River, roll. You're the childhood dream I grew up on. Roll on, Mississippi, carry me home. Now I can see I've been away too long. Roll on, Mississippi. Mississippi, roll on.
That's Charlie Pride with Roll On Mississippi. This is your weekend wake up, 625, as we move to 630 news, weather, and sports coming your way. Right now it's time to bring on the musical birthday boy, Brooke Dobbs, as we travel back in time to 2010.
Deep down, I want a woman.
So I won't pour a glass of drink you away. I won't even say your name to help me sleep when I lay down. No more thinking about the memories we've made through the years. And I won't even shed a single tear since I threw you and my addiction out of here. Just to get on out of here.
That's music from your birthday boy, Brooke Dobb, with Addiction. It's 6:30. Hope your day's going well. News, weather, and sports all coming up next.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 6:30 and 73 degrees on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. According to Tony Schumacher, a flood watch goes into effect later this afternoon. It will be in effect until Monday morning. Otherwise, increasing clouds, warm, humid, and breezy, showers and storms by early afternoon. Some may be strong with a high of 86. Showers and thunderstorms, 67 tonight. Cloudy tomorrow, showers and storms. And more storms the later in the day. We're looking for a high of 83. Current temperature is our morning low. We have hazy conditions. We're at 73 degrees.
A&W. Try the new Island Cream Freeze for a limited time only. Refreshing starry lemon-lime soda meets tropical flavors of passion fruit, orange, and guava, and creamy vanilla soft serve in a cool, sweet treat that's like a summer vacation for your taste buds. And then some.
Taste the tradition at A&W in Boscobel, where Highway 61 meets hometown flavor. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Good morning with news on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. A four-year-old in South Central Wisconsin has died in an accident involving farm equipment. According to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, the child fell from a piece of equipment Wednesday evening at a farm in the town of Marcellin. The child was already dead from severe injuries by the time first responders arrived. A statement from the sheriff's office called the accident, quote, a tragic incident for all involved. It was a hot and humid night, but that didn't keep the community from showing up for the 22nd annual Walk with Grace last night at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. Many attended to celebrate and honor those who have and are battling cancer and to remember those who are no longer with us but are not forgotten. By the time things wrapped up last night, it was announced the preliminary total raised from this year's Walk with Grace event was $371,534.17. The evening also included the drawing for the winner of the 2025 Chevy Trax, valued at $24,185. The winner was Dan Biba. The first two names in the annual calendar raffle drawing, with each receiving $1,000, was also held. The two winners were Patty Labansky of Richland Center on ticket number 1712 and Nancy McCauley of Richland Center with ticket number 3835. Drawings will continue daily through August 31st, with winners announced daily during our News at Noon and 5 p.m. news from WRCO-FM. After all the hard work of the citizens of the greater Richland County area, sales of luminaries and raffle tickets, the many auctions and raffles, and many donations collected, this year's Walk with Grace preliminary total again, as of last night, was $371,534.17. If anyone would still like to make a donation to this year's Walk with Grace, money collected through the end of August will be added to this year's total. Donations may be dropped off at Richland County Bank or mailed to Grace, P.O. Box 213, Richland Center, Wisconsin 53581. Donations can also be made online at walkwithgrace.com.
It's your last weekend to check out the Wisconsin State Fair. The fair is closing out with a bang today. Lynyrd Skynyrd will take the stage tonight. As always, you have your chance to get your cream puffs and check out the exhibits before the closeout on Sunday. Get tickets and find out more online at wistatefair.com. Come one, come all to North Park and Richland Center for the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus, sponsored by Southwest Partners Incorporated. The two-day events get underway tomorrow, Sunday morning. Skeeter the Clown is with C&M Circus.
We want to invite everybody out Sunday morning at 9:30 to watch us raise the big top up, then stay for the free tour that you get a backseat tour of the circus as everything is getting ready for the day. Plus, you get to meet our lions and Tigers Circus morning, and that's all free at 9:30. Then we have two performances on Sunday. The first one is at 2 and the other at 4:30, and then the Monday shows are 5 and 7:30.
C&M Circus has been to Richland Center in the past and will feature some new attractions.
We have lots of new things for you. If you saw us 2 years ago when we were here, we have a strong woman on the show this year. She actually participates in the strong man, strong women competitions here in North America. Then we also have a fire eater on the show this year. We have a guy who juggles with his feet, and then we have Nelson. If you haven't heard about Nelson, Nelson, by the time he gets here, will be a little over 8 months old. He is our lion cub. We are the only circus in America traveling with two male lions. Now, Wendell, who you would have met 2 years ago, now is 4 years old and weighs about 450 pounds. Both of them, when they're fully grown, will be 5 years old and they'll be over 500 pounds. But Nelson, only being a little over 8 months, he already weighs 125, probably almost 130 pounds now.
The new acts include aerialist extraordinaire Simone on the trapeze, the Perez Daredevil duo on the tightrope, and the Wheel of Destiny, and everyone's favorite, Circus Clown Leo.
He is one of the very last clowns that comes out of a 2x2x2.5 car. Now, I think he does a surfing gag this year. He does a rollerballer gag. I think he does he has so many of them that I can't keep up with them anymore.
1 hour before each performance, the Midway opens featuring pony rides, moon bounce, giant slide, face painting, a concession stand with the box office opening. Advance tickets are priced at $13 for adults and $8 for children 2 to 12. Seniors 65 and older, also $8. Advance tickets can be purchased at Napa Auto Parts, Richland Center Parks and Rec, Kelly's Coffee Shop, and Capital Wealth Ameriprise. A higher percentage of money from advanced ticket sales goes back into the community. You'll also save money and can skip the lines at the box office. Ticket prices at the box office are $16 for adults, $9 for children and seniors. Bring the whole family for great fun at the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus, Sunday at 2:30 and 4:30 and Monday at 5 and 7:30 at North Park and Richland Center. Find out about this year's show at cmcircus.com or search for them on Facebook.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher reminds us there's a flood watch going in effect later this afternoon. It will run until early Monday morning for all of our listening area minus Vernon County. Today, increasing clouds, warm, humid, and breezy. A few showers and storms by early afternoon. Some could be strong with a high in the mid-80s. Occasional showers and storms tonight will drop down to 67. Sunday, mainly cloudy, areas of showers and storms possible. More widespread later on in the day, a high of 83. Rain will taper off Sunday night with a low near 65. Monday, mixed skies with a chance of a few showers, 82. And Tuesday, partly sunny, an isolated shower possible with a high temperature of 83 degrees.
Join us for Hometown Baseball on Sunday. It's the Western Section Championship. The season has been a great one for the Arena Aces, and they hope to make the Final Four, but they'll need a win on Sunday at Verona. Join WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com for the game. Pregame time 12:45, 1 o'clock first pitch time Sunday. It's Hometown Baseball from WRCO Sports.
Good morning. Time for a look at sports on your Saturday, brought to you by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, and insurance agents, and they offer interior design services.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. Center fielder Blake Perkins threw out Starlin Marte at the plate to end the game as the surging Milwaukee Brewers hung on to defeat the slumping New York Mets 3-2 Friday night. Bryce Terang hit a two-run homer for the Brewers, who improved to a Major League best 71-44 by earning their seventh consecutive win in front of a season-high crowd of over 43,000 people. Marte and Juan Soto went deep for the Mets, who have now lost five in a row and nine out of their last 10. After Marte doubled on an 0-2 pitch from Trevor McGill, two outs in the ninth inning, Jeff McNeil singled to center. Perkins grabbed the ball on a bounce and made a one-hop throw to catcher William Contreras, who tagged out Marte. The Mets challenged the call, but replay showed that Contreras tagged a sliding Marte before the runner's left hand hit the plate. Other National League finals, Pittsburgh defeated Cincinnati 3-2, Miami shut down Atlanta 5-1, St. Louis shut out the Cubs 5-0, Arizona a 6-1 win over Colorado, and San Fran 5-0 over Washington. Interleague finals, Philly over Texas 9-1, the Dodgers over the Blue Jays 5-1, and Boston 10, San Diego 2. Over in the American League, Baltimore edged the Athletics 3-2, Detroit got by the Angels 6-5. Houston 5, the Yankees 3, a 9-5 win for Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox. Minnesota 9, Kansas City 4, and Seattle down Tampa Bay 3-2. National League Football preseason finals, Cleveland 30, Carolina 10, Detroit a touchdown better than Atlanta 17-10, and New England all over Washington 48-18. Sports on the radio this weekend, Brewer baseball today and Sunday on WRCE, and Packer football tonight on WRCO-FM at 5 o'clock with the pregame. Home Talent baseball tomorrow, Sunday on WRCO-FM. Pregame at 12:45. First pitch right around 1 o'clock.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Shelby Miller is ready to help Milwaukee in its playoff push just over a week after the Brewers acquired the veteran right-hander from the Arizona Diamondbacks at the trade deadline. The NL Central leading Brewers reinstated Miller from the injured list before their win over the Mets last night. Miller came to Milwaukee along with injured pitcher Jordan Montgomery for a player to be named or cash. Detroit Lions safety Maurice Norris was in stable condition after he was attended to for about 20 minutes and taken off the field in an ambulance Friday night against Atlanta, with the preseason game ending early. The Lions released a statement saying, quote, Maurice Norris is in stable condition and has feeling and movement of all of his extremities. He will remain at Grady Memorial Hospital in Atlanta overnight for observation. Norris was hurt with 14:50 left in the game, trying to make a tackle on Nathan Carter. When play resumed, Atlanta's Emory Jones took a snap, held the ball as players from the team stood at the line of scrimmage as the clock continued to run. Finally, with 6:31 left, an official said the game was suspended, with Detroit winning 17-10. Shedeur Sanders has made an impressive NFL debut with the Cleveland Browns. Last night, he went 14 of 23 for 138 yards, two touchdowns, and a win, 30-10, over the Carolina Panthers. His father, Deion Sanders, celebrated his performance on social media. He expressed mixed feelings, calling it, quote, a dream come true, but admitting he could have played better. The Browns have been dealing with injuries at quarterback, giving Sanders the opportunity to start. Despite some early challenges, he showed promise and even caught the attention of NBA star LeBron James. Sanders was initially projected to go higher in the draft, but fell to the fifth round. Staying in the Sanders family, Deion appreciates questions about his health after a recent scare. The Colorado coach says he feels healthy and vibrant. Sanders has returned to the team after treatment for bladder cancer. He's focused on preparing for the season opener against Georgia Tech coming up August 29th. A key task is deciding between quarterbacks Julian Lewis and Caden Salter. Sanders says the team will play a different style of offense this year. He's taking his time to evaluate the quarterbacks with a hand from Byron Leftwich. Sanders, who turns 58 today, says he's enjoying life and learning to trust his instincts a little bit more. And Indianapolis Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson is considered day-to-day with a dislocated pinky. That's according to a person familiar with the injury who spoke to the AP on a condition of anonymity Friday because the team has not made any official statement. It's unclear when Richardson will practice next. Indy did not hold practice on Friday. They're scheduled to do so today. Richardson was injured on the second possession of the Colts preseason game against the Ravens Thursday night. In other injury news, the Colts closed the day by making a series of moves, including placing running back Salvon Ahmed and cornerback Justin Whaley on the season-ending injured reserve list.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long enough.
For it.
bye.
Jody Messina and Bye Bye Baby.
100.9.
If you have back-to-school shopping to do, then you should make Macy's your first stop. That's because your Macy's store has back-to-school essentials at incredible prices, like complete looks from Epic Threads, Levi's, and Abercrombie Kids, character outfits from Hello Kitty, Mickey, and Minnie Mouse, plus backpacks from JanSport and High Sierra. The best part? Get it all for 25 to 50% off. That's right, up to half off. But hurry in. These back-to-school deals end Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil & LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil & LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
Get ready, Richland Center. The Culpeper and Merriweather Circus is coming to town. Thanks to Southwest Partners Incorporated. The Big Top goes up at Richland Center's North Park on Sunday and Monday, August 10th and 11th, with four incredible shows, 2 and 4:30 on Sunday, and 5 and 7:30 on Monday. This isn't just any circus. It has been featured on A&E, Nick News, and PBS. You'll see big cats, trapeze artists, tightrope daredevils, jugglers, and the hilarious Leo the Clown. Arrive early for the midway fun with pony rides, moon bounce, and more. Advance tickets save you cash and give more back to your community. Get them now at local spots like Richland Center Parks and Rec or Capital Wealth Ameriprise. For details, visit cmcircus.com or follow at cmcircus on Instagram.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Thanks ever so much for making WRCOFM and the weekend wake up part of your Saturday. 7 o'clock, ABC News, about 6 minutes away. The Wirtz floor and home thermometer, 74.
She's got a great job on Fifth Avenue on the 14th floor with a downtown view, but she's seen enough. She's making plans to get away down a two-lane road to a quiet place, a dot on the map. Her suitcase is packed. She's heard about a town in West Virginia. She loved the name, but she's never been there. She's on the road to romance. In her heart she knows it's time to take a chance. She's headed south, Highway 85, as fast as that Mustang will drive. All night, just before the West Virginia line, she pulls off the road. She walks into a small cafe, sits down at the counter to take a break. A suitcase in his hand, he asks, "Is the seat taken, ma'am?" "My car broke down, I was headed to a place in West Virginia. I love the name, but I've never been." She knows it's time to take a chance. knows it's time to take a chance. They're headed south, Highway 85, as fast as that Mustang will drive. With hope, a prayer, and a plan, they're on the road to romance. They're on the road to romance. They're on the road to romance.
Pocket of a clown. It is a sad place to hang around. Just watching smiles turn into frowns. Inside the pocket of a clown. Inside the heartache of a fool. You learn things they don't teach in school, and lessons there can be real cruel. Inside the heartache of a fool.
Listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect